Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
My special guest is on the line, standing by right now, Brother Anthony Green.
He is a member of the Calvary Apostolic Church, located in Redford, Michigan, and his pastor is none other than Rita Green. So we're going to be listening to what God is going to be saying through him on tonight. Again, I'm so excited to have him on as my special guest on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners if you would please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you're truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hand. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. You are a promise keeper. So for this we give you glory, honor, and praise. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my special guest on tonight, Brother Anthony Green and his entire family, and all saved believers all over the land, all of our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that we can come through him and ask to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that we can move forward and fulfill our God's purpose in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And so we come now, lifting up all of our sisters and brothers in Christ, all those that are sick and afflicted, especially lift up my Uncle Malachi King, who's in the hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina right now. I lift him up to you, and Father, not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver. And Father, it's only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders through your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that may be on the line that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as the personal Lord and Savior, who is spiritually blind. We pray, Lord, that through you, our special guest on tonight, that through your word, that someone will hear your word, and Heavenly Father, they will be encouraged, they will be strengthened, and they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, is our prayer. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have believed on tonight all over the land. For we know that you are our comfort, our peace, our strength, and our joy, even in our hour of bereavement. So comfort and strengthen those that have believed. Continue to lift up and comfort and strengthen Pastor Edward Morpheus and his family and all those that believe, all those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus or for whatever reason. Comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as long as you can. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you will be increased, so that you will be glorified in our work with you over the airwaves on tonight, so that you will grow our platform and ministry, that you will get the glory. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, and even those that are new listeners on tonight, bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God will guide you with his word. And I am a witness, and I'm sure that I have some listeners on the line that are witnesses as well. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, God will guide you with his word. Before we go to our music break, I have an announcement. As I always say, I am so proud of my youngest sister, and I am so grateful for what God is doing in her life. My youngest sister, Danetta Barney. And by the way, my special guest on tonight, Brother Anthony Green, he is the one that when I give you this website for my youngest sister, when you go to this website, all the pictures that you see on this website that I'm about to give you, he is the one that did the photography work for this website. Once again, I'm so excited for what God is doing through my youngest sister, Danetta Barney. As I mentioned previously, God has blessed her to write a children's book titled Littlest Guard at the Gate, and also her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy, and both of these books are available now at Amazon.com. But now I am so excited to announce that she has a website that's up and running for her, all of the different items with the Littlest Guard at the Gate, and it's called joshtheguard.com. You go to their website. Once again, all lowercase, Josh, J-O-S-H, theguard.com. Go to their website, and you will see her book, The Little Guard at the Gate. You will see He has different T-shirts that are available. He has a coloring book. He has this little pillow that the children love to carry around in the car when they go on little trips. He has a coloring book, puzzles, and other items that you can purchase at this website. Go to his website. It's, once again, Josh, J-O-S-H, theguard.com, and you will see all these items that are available for purchase. So if you are a grandparent, if you have, if you are a parent or uncle or aunt or a caregiver or even a teacher that have little ones in your life, children between the age of 3, I would say up to the age of 7, even some 8 years old, they are in love with the Little Guard at the Gate. So go to the website, justaguard.com, and see what's available there for purchase for your children and your grandchildren. And again, this young man, my special guest on tonight, Brother Anthony Green, he is the one that did all the photography. When you go to that website and see all the different photos that are there, we give credit to him. He is the one that did this and made it happen. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise for that. So right now, I am going to go to a music break real quick, and I'm going to come back. Now, before I do the music break, I'm going to ask my special guest, Brother Anthony Green, before I do my music break, would you please share with the worldwide listeners on tonight, would you please share with us a testimony, please?
Okay, well, hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you, Mr. Brown, for having me. Those are some very kind words, man. Again, thank you. The testimony I want to share with you guys tonight is something real quick I want to just talk about. I had a brother, my brother Gary Green. He's a pastor. He was the pastor of my church, Calvary Apostolic Church. So last year, 2020, the year of this coronavirus hitting us, and my daughter, Precious Green, was supposed to graduate from college from Eastern Michigan with her bachelor's degree. Right. So, you know, my brother being a pastor wanted to do something like a drive by because, you know, she couldn't graduate this particular day. So he wanted to surprise her with a drive by with balloons. And he gathered a lot of family and friends to come out and help celebrate her and surprise her, which he did, you know, when they came down the street honking their horns. It was just a day of joy considering all the stuff that was going around us. So, you know, she come outside, see all the cars and the balloons, and she started tearing up. So it was a very emotional moment. We were always happy that she was able to graduate with her bachelor's degree from Eastern Michigan. And right after, when I say right after my brother and pastor, Gary Green, left the drive-by, he went home, he ate, he took a nap. And that was the last time we seen my brother Gary Green alive. So I just wanted to share that testimony with you guys because what we really got from that is, you know, just having the heart of gold, having the heart of being able to just do something for someone while you're here. You know, we always heard the phrase, you know, you want someone to smell the roses while they're here. And that's what he did that day. And that's what we all appreciate from him. He always had the heart of gold, just being able to do what he can for people. And even though it was a sad day, that was like a day mixed up. We all had mixtures of emotions that day. But just for the simple fact that he was able to do something like that for my daughter, that's just a day I never forget. You know, it was a sad day, but to go out in that fashion, to be able to do something for someone is something that we will never forget.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. And I totally agree with you, what you just said, because it is true. And love is an action word. And that's why we are to do everything while we can and whatever we can to show love for our loved ones. Because there used to be a phrase that tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But now we're living in a time where the next second, the next breath is not promised to us. Only God knows when he's going to call us home. So I thank God for your brother's life, Pastor Gary Green, that he was an example of and showing what true love is while he had a chance, while he was on earth, showing the family and his niece his true love for her and the family while he yet lived. And now he has gained his heavenly wings, as I will put it, you know, for those that make their heavenly transition, that's how I phrase it. Now he has earned his heavenly wings, and we know that God is pleased with his life. So, we have I ask all first-time guests to share testimonies over the Grow Out platform because God said he would share his glory with no one. And so what your brother has done, he's a good example of and love in action. And that's exactly what Jesus is all about, showing love and being loved in action that God will be glorified. So we know without a doubt that God is glorified and pleased with your brother, Pastor Gilly Green. So we thank you, Brother Anthony James, for sharing that testimony, and I pray that someone was helped and blessed by that powerful testimony. So we're going to get ready to go and have a music break right now, and following the music break, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to go into the questions that I have sent to you, and once again, I pray that the listeners have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, because he's going to be adding some scriptures to some of these questions that I sent to him that he's going to be answering very shortly. So enjoy the music break. And follow the music, we're going to come back and we're going to give God glory, honor, and praise through Brother Anthony Green, my special guest on tonight. Enjoy the music, break.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, no matter what we're going through. I am a witness, and I know I have some listeners that are witnesses too, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through in this life, that God deserves our total praise. Before I go into my questions for Brother Anthony Green on tonight, I do have something that I want to ask you, Brother Green. This can do not pertain to the questions that I sent to you. I'd like for you to share with the listeners. I see that you have you're also not, besides all of your credentials that I mentioned at the opening, I see that you are, I guess, the overseer of 12C Productions. I would like to ask you on the line, I know you both are prepared for this question, but what is 12C Productions?
12C Productions is my production company that I started years ago. And, you know, we generate different content for individuals, whether it be commercials, whether it be films, whether it be birthday parties, weddings. So we try to tackle all aspects of videography and now photography. So, again, we've been doing this then for over about 20 years now. So by the grace of God, we still up and rolling.
Amen. I like that. You said it right, by the grace of God. Give God the glory, honor, and praise. So right now, we're ready to go to your questions of the night. And again, I pray that the listeners have their Bibles, their pens, and paper ready so you can follow along that he gives us the scriptures for these questions of the night. And my first question to you, Brother Green, is why is it important to keep God first in all you do?
Good question. Well, you know, God, man, for us all, you know, he's like our lifeline. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, without him, we have nothing. You know, without him, we don't even wake up in the morning. You know, we can't start our day without him giving us that lifeline. You know, so I believe it's very important. In fact, you know, I like to relate Matthew 6:33, where it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And that's true. You know, that is so true. I make it it's a must for me to just wake up and just give God thanks, you know, start off on the right foot. That's the first thing I do before I even brush my teeth, Doc. That's what I'm doing. Giving God thanks for just waking me up, me and my family, you know, that's vital, you know? So I think that, you know, we as Christians, as believers, as humans, you know, that's what we definitely need to start our day in doing, because it just feels good to just acknowledge him as soon as you wake up in the morning. So I incorporate that every day, not just one day a week, every day, you know.
Amen. So in other words, it's a lifestyle for you. Mm-hmm. And so you said that's Matthew chapter 6:32?
Yep, so this is Matthew 6 and 33.
33, okay. I want to make sure as we go through these scriptures, I want to make sure that the listeners are getting this. That's why I said I just have a pen and paper ready so that they don't miss anything. Because you know what? And I do the same thing. It's a habit for me. Like you said, when I first open my eyes, I try to make it a practice, and I'm sure that other listeners do the same. I try to make it a practice every time when I first open my eyes, is give God glory, honor, and praise, and thank God for who he is. Thank God for allowing us to see a brand new day, because he didn't have to do it. It's out of love that he allowed us to see brand new days that he made, and so that we know that without him, we can't breathe. We can't do nothing without God. We need him. So, again, it should become a lifestyle for every Christian. If you're not doing this every day, when you first wake up in the morning, your first thing should be giving God praise, giving him thanks for who he is, and thanking him for allowing you to see another day and knowing that you're in your right mind and you're healthy and your family is healthy and that no harm or danger came to us through the night. So I thank you for answering that question. That is a perfect scripture for that question, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. My next question to you is, God tells us to write the vision and make it plain. Why do you think he asked us to do that? God tells us to write the vision and make it plain. Why?
Oh, man. I think that is, I think what he's trying to implement with that, man, is pretty much whatever you have a thought of, you know, whether it's finances, whether it's dreams, goals, aspirations, whatever it is, write it down and make it plain. And I think I had looked up that scripture. It said to make it plain for others to be able to understand it. you know. But the first thing is just having that vision, having that thought, you know. Sometimes you just got to let your mind explore, man. And sometimes you got to think outside the box because your sight may not be able to see it. But if you can write it down, think it, and believe it, it will happen, you know. And I like to also bring up a scripture that kind of relates to this. It's Chronicles 16:11, where it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. And that's again, for me, is a must. Whatever you want, whatever you desire, just ask God for it. And he is, you know, just like when you guys came to my studio that I just finally opened. You know, I had this vision right before my brother passed away. Right before my brother passed away, I had went to Pastor Rita, and I told her, I said, Pastor Rita, I want my own studio. The city, you know, they was giving me to run around trying to find a building, and I didn't have time to wait. I said, I want something now. So I asked God for it, and he gave me the vision to, hey, Aunt, why don't you just build some on your own property? So I said, okay. So me and my wife, we started researching, like, what can we do? We don't have a garage, so what? How can we get some on our property? Oh, what about a big, nice shed? And voila. So, but I've seen the vision. I wrote it down. I had how I wanted it to look in the inside. I had how I wanted my backdrops to be. And I'm a firm believer. If you write it down, just like your question stated, you write it down. We tried to make it plain, but it got a little difficult a little bit. But God still found a way to make it happen. And I'm thankful for that.
Amen. And I'm a witness because, you know what? And that's the truth because you have a beautiful studio for the listeners. As he said, my sister and I did that for the first time, and we did the photography for her website, Jasper Garrett. We could not believe it when we opened those doors and we went inside. We was beyond belief that God did that. And because you know, if you don't like the vision, if you don't write it down, the enemy will steal it because he will make you forget about the vision. So I believe that's why God said for us to write the vision and make it plain. And then when we do that, and when we are true believers and we're true followers of Jesus Christ, he said he would give us the desires of our hearts. And that's what he did with you. Mm-hmm. You wrote the vision, you made it plain, you prayed about it, and God opened the door, and he made a way out of no way, and you were able to do it in your own, on your own property, so you don't have to rent no building. You can do it on your own property, and that way you can save money. So I say, God, you wrote that vision, you made it plain, and God made it come to pass.
Yeah, thank God for that.
My next question to you is, why should we walk by faith and not by sight?
That's a deep question right there, Doc. That's a deep question. And it always relates back to this is like my favorite. It's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that I love. But Hebrews 11:1, where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if you're walking on a bridge, and you see your family on the other side of this bridge, and God already told you, hey, look, you're going to make it. All you got to do is trust me. But your sight is looking at the bridge. You're looking at the ropes and stuff, and you're like, no, God, are you sure? Is this you talking to me? So sometimes, man, we can't just go off just by what we're seeing. You know, just got to be able to believe in what the Lord is saying to you. It's been so many we'd be on the phone for 10 hours if I just went through of how many situations that God has allowed me to be in where I didn't allow sight to interfere with what he was trying to implement, you know. And it's good to have that faith. It's good to have faith, man. Faith will take you farther than sight, you know. So that's a deep question, Brother Jay, because like I say, it's been so many situations in my life, and I'm sure other people's lives that they have been through, man, where they didn't know how they was going to overcome this, or how am I going to pay this, or I'm about to get evicted, but somehow God still made a way, especially if you believe. If you believe, God will still make a way, given the circumstance.
I'm a witness. And you know what? I'm going to add something to piggyback off of that, what you just said, because sometimes if we don't walk by faith, and be looking at sight, then that's how the enemy tricks us, and then fear and doubt creeps in. So he did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So that's why it's so important that as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we walk by faith. Even though Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he was here on flesh, he still had to walk by faith, believing that his Heavenly Father, his Father, was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do on his behalf while he was here in the flesh. So Jesus Christ had to walk by faith, and as a follower of Jesus Christ, we must do the same, that we should walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. And I love that scripture that you just gave us, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. That is a perfect scripture for that question. I just love the way the Lord has blessed you to get the right scriptures for each question. And my next question comes to you asking, how do you make your plans spiritually? How do you make your plans spiritually? Because sometimes we can make our plans, you know, in the earthly realm according to our flesh. But how do you make your plans according to God's word?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I do a lot of photography work. I do a lot of video work. And, you know, we have a film that's streaming right now. It's a film that's on Amazon. It's called Last Words and stuff like that. And it's a film that kind of deals with abuse. And there's a very powerful message within the film. So I try to incorporate what I do, video, whether it be films, whether it be photography, and incorporate how can I minister to someone through the lens of my camera. That's always been a model for me. So all the films and stuff I have generated, particularly films, not really photography, but particularly films, I try to implement different stories or write different stories that has messages. You know, we see a lot of gang banging movies and all this other nonsense, which, like I say, they are good. I'm not knocking them, but sometimes someone needs a word. Someone needs to be encouraged, man. So most of the films I write and have produced has messages, powerful messages within them, and they have actually helped folk. So that part I appreciate, with God giving me that vision to produce material like that, man, because it's needed, especially in today's time, man. People need hope. You know, the scripture I like to go along with is Psalms 9:1, where it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And I try to implement his deeds within my spirit.
Now, that's powerful, what you just said. I like that. That's powerful. Because we are to be a blessing to people, whether they're saved or not. You know, especially for those that are spiritually blind, that in whatever we do, we should do it that God would be glorified through our works. It doesn't matter what type of works you're doing, we should be doing it all to the glory of God. So that's why I'm glad I asked you that question. How do you make your plans spiritually? So what you just said, you really answered the question. So you're trying to be a blessing to people. Even in the movies that you're producing, you want them to be blessed, and you want them to be helping. For those that may be spiritually blind, you want to lead them to Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about, that God will be glorified through whatever we do. That's what it's all about, God getting the glory. So first of all, we're going to go to a short music break. We're going to come back, and we have some more questions for Brother Anthony Green following this short music break. That was a short version of Pray For Me, the musical instrumental of Pray For Me. The Word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so that Word of God is still true today. That's why it's so important that we pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ. Pray For Me was their musical selection instrumental. Brother Anthony Green is my special guest on tonight, and you are still in tune to Are You a Liability or an Access to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And once again, my special guest on tonight is none other than my brother in Christ, Brother Anthony Green. Once again, he is a member of Calvary Apostolic Church, located in Redford, Michigan, and his pastor and shepherd is Rita Green. Brother Anthony Green, my next question to you is, how do you know fulfilling your God's purpose is not just for you?
Because, man, years ago, when I first got on this venture and started just doing different projects, I wanted to do a documentary that kind of dealt with homeless. I always wanted to know, you know, because we see a lot of homeless individuals around, and my heart goes out to all these individuals. So I had it on my heart to just do a documentary and just try to hit the streets and just find out what happened. What happened that led you from wherever you came from, where you are now? So we did a documentary. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a nice feature film that we did a premiere on, and, you know, just hitting the street, and we got involved even after the documentary. And like I said, that was over 11 years ago. After the documentary, me and my cast that helped me produce the film, we have been hitting the street providing food, clothing, just different essentials to the homeless. So just being able to just kind of get out here. It was cold out some of them days now, but putting all that stuff aside, just being able to hit the street, get out here, and just do what you can for others, I think that that's vital. But it all initiated from me just having the idea to get out here and do a film of that nature. And from there, like I say, we all had a heart, man, and, you know, we came collectively and just started doing what we can for individuals, man. And they appreciated the food, the clothes, you know, the tissues. I mean, just things that we may take for granted. Kids coming up getting different toys and things like that for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was just a humbling feeling just to be able to give back. And also with that, too, Brother James, is I want to relate to Ecclesiastes 3:1, where it says, there is a time for everything and a season under the heavens. So, you know, sometimes, man, you know, there is a time, there's a season, and it's just up to us to realize when that season is and take advantage of that.
And you know what? And I like that. And that goes back to, pretend to someone asked a question, I think it was in the Bible, they asked the question, are we our brother's keepers? And the answer I always tell the people is yes. The answer to that is yes. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers, because if we are followers of Jesus Christ, if we are true believers of Jesus Christ, and if we are true followers of Jesus Christ, that's exactly what Jesus did. When he was here in the flesh, he went around seeking whom he could be a blessing to. And that's what we are to do as followers of Jesus Christ. We are to be living examples. We are to be showing, you go back to that, showing love in action. Love is an action word. You can be a Christian, and also what you did was you was taking ministry to the street. So ministry is not always about being in the four walls of the church. That's a part of it, you know, giving God glory, honor, and praise within the four walls of the church, along with our sisters and brothers in Christ, being on one accord. Yeah. But also, there's more to it than that. What are we doing outside of the four walls of the church that other people can see Jesus Christ, those that are spiritually blind? So that's a perfect example, that homeless documentary that you did over 11 years ago. And then that you tie it in with the scripture from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. You tie it in so perfectly. And that's what we, as Christians, we are to be going around. He said, go into the hedges and the highways, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved. And then some of those that are in the streets or home, that are homeless, some of them are saved. And some Some of them are in the streets because of something beyond their control. And some of them are in the streets or homeless because they were spiritually weak and the enemy took advantage of them. So we are not to judge. We are to be doers of God's word. And so I thank you for sharing that answer to that question on tonight. Ask the question again, even though we already answered it. For someone that maybe just tuned in, I just asked you, how do you know fulfilling your God's purpose is not just for you? And you turned around and you gave us an example of how you get the homeless documentary. When you summed it up with the scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. So, that being said, my next question to you is, why is it important that as Christians, we know and fulfill our individual God purpose? See, sometimes we can be fulfilling our God purpose as a corporate body of believers. But now I'm asking you, why is it important that as Christians that we know and that we fulfill our individual God purpose?
Well, I like to resort to Scripture Psalms 57:2 that says, I cry out to God Most High, the God who fulfills his purpose for me. So we're talking about someone that's crying out, right? So obviously purpose is important. You know, purpose is important. And I think that by us being down here, man, and just having life, I think that, of course, you can always look for purpose for having talent or, you know, being able to make movies or being a great photographer or being very skillful. But I think purpose also, for me anyway, is something where we all have purpose, even if it's just being that Christian, being that light to someone, to help uplift someone, to encourage someone, to lure someone to the house of God. I think that is really what life is about, man. It's being able to uplift, bring to, and be humble, and always serve the man above. That's really what life is about to me, and that's what I'm learning and trying to do, incorporate, not only just talking the talk, but walking the walk, encouraging my family and friends, keep people faith strong, because now, you know, we're living in a time now with this corona, a lot of people, their faith is getting weak, you know. How can God allow this to happen? But they, you know, you still got to believe, you still got to trust. And purpose, that's where purpose comes in, you know, that's where purpose comes in, man. So we just got to continue to uplift each other, man, and still believe, still help strengthen one another. And that's what it's ultimately about. Because one day, you know, our number will be called, and you ain't got that. I would like to have, you know, once the Lord called me home, I would like to see a list of all the, you know, he got this list of everything that I did and accomplished. And I want one line to just say, hey, Aunt, you told people about me, you know. You told people to come to church. You helped this person, you know, come to church and get saved and baptized. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do, incorporate the author I get, man. So I think that's what it's about. That's to me the ultimate purpose, not just having talent, you know, but just being
a doer of God's word.
Exactly.
And not just a hero only, because you were meeting people, even those that were spiritually dying. And I like when you said that when you did the homeless documentary, that goes back to that. You were out there meeting people to Jesus Christ. You were feeding the hungry. That's what I said, Jesus, that's what Jesus did. He was feeding the hungry. He was meeting their needs, their physical needs. And that's what you were doing when you was, when you did the documentary, the homeless documentary over 11 years ago. So it's about being a doer. Because too many Christians now, they are hearing God's word, but they're not doing anything. So could you give us the scripture again that you gave us for this question? That was Psalms chapter 3. What was the verse?
Yes, that was Psalms 57:2. It says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. That's deep to me.
Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And before we go off the air, I'm going to give these scriptures again. Once we get all the questions that you just answered, I want to make sure that the listener got all the different scriptures to the questions. And then, but now I have another question for you is, in your work, how can you lead someone that's spiritually blind to Christ?
Oh, say it one more time, Brother James.
That kind of this question kind of ties in with the last question, but it's a different form. A different form. In your work, how can you lead someone that's spiritually blind to Christ?
Oh man. Just by conversation, man, talking to people, you know, trying to invite them to the house of God. It's funny because I used to work at this job, and this was back when I was kind of first starting out with video, and I was still learning at the time. I think I was like early 20s, and God allowed me to get this job at this plant, and there was an individual there that was an atheist, but he was very skillful in video editing. So I said, okay, he's in the same field that I want to be in, so maybe I can use his knowledge to kind of gain more experience. And that's what happened. Me and him kind of like clicked, but God allowed me, through an atheist, to use what he knew how to do and take that, and now here I am today. He was very helpful in me learning how to do video editing because I had no clue at the time. So, but with that, like I say, just conversations, you know, me and this guy had conversations and, you know, he told me the reasons why he wasn't. And, you know, I tried to encourage, and I think that's how me personally, that's how I try to do it, man. If I run across anyone, man, that's kind of like we can talk and, you know, share scriptures. And, you know, my mom used to be big into that, you know, back growing up in Detroit. On the west side, you know, she would always invite Jehovah's Witnesses in, and they would just sit down and they both be hashing it out, man, with information. So I just think that's in our blood as Christians, man. You know, we listen, but we also give advice, and I think that's how it should be.
Exactly. And what you just said to me, what I'm getting out of this is, he was able to help you in the physical realm in your work ethics, but you were also able to help him spiritually with giving him the word, the true word of God.
Exactly. Exactly.
It worked out for him, and hopefully he received the word that you were giving him. You know, I don't know if he did or not, but you did your part by giving him the unadulterated word of God by giving him the scriptures. So it was up to him to, you know, as if you didn't get a chance to elaborate and go deep into the word, you were able to really lead him on the right path so that he can reach out some scriptures to go to, that he could be able to understand and accept who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. So my next question, you know, and this question that I did not send to you, this is a question that I'm asking you that you were not aware of. So you may not have a scripture to this one, but then you may. So my final question to you is, what advice would you give to someone who has doubt or fear about their life's dream? Again, what advice would you give to someone who has doubt or fear about their life's dream?
Repeat that one more time, Brother James.
What advice would you give to someone who has doubt or fears about their life's dreams?
Dreams was the last word?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man, what advice? It's a ton of advice that I could give someone, man. But the main advice that I would give to someone is to always incorporate keeping God first. You keep God first, and just like we talked about earlier, talked about faith. Faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. You keep God first, and you have faith, and you believe in what you're thinking, it will come to fruition. I'm a strong believer of that, man, because trust me, I tell this story too. Years ago, when I invested all this money and time into making films, you know, we made a short film called Intervening. I said, God, please, I done wrote this film, I done directed this film, I done put all this time in. I was like, show me a sign, because I done did all these other short films, and none of these films has made it to no film festivals. So I said, just show me a sign. All I need is a sign, God, that this is the direction that you want me to go in. I said, that's it. If you just give me a sign, I ain't got to win the festival, but let me get accepted to something. And sure enough, we did a film called Intervening. I wrote it, directed it, found me some actors, and we sent that thing out to a variety of film festivals. And by the grace of God, that same year that I asked for a sign, he showed me a sign. We got accepted to not just one festival, but two festivals. The one called the Trinity International Film Festival here in Detroit, and another one that was up north, the Frank and Moore Film Festival. So just us, all I needed. I mean, we didn't win, but just the fact that we got accepted, we took that and ran. I've been running ever since, man. So I'm a strong believer. You believe it, ask God for it, man, and just keep running with the vision.
That's right. Asking about, you know, the take the doubt and fears away, and it's all got to be done by faith. You know, but I just want to say thank you so much for answering all of these questions that I asked you. If you add and apply the right scriptures to each one, for someone that just tuned in that did not get the answer to these questions, I hope you have an opinion if you can write these questions down. I'm going to go through them real quick so that I don't want anyone to miss these lessons. The first question I asked Brother Green on tonight was, why is it important to keep God first in all you do? And he gave us some scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Again, why is it important to keep God first? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. My next question to him was, why? I mean, God tells us to write the vision and make it plain. Why? God tells us to write the vision and make it plain. Why? And he came back and he gave us the scripture to that. Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 11. Then I asked him, why should we walk by faith and not by sight? And he gave us an example about walking on a bridge. And the scripture was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Then I asked him, how do you make your plan spiritually? And he gave us Psalms chapter 9, verse 1. Then I asked him after the music break, how do you know fulfilling your God purpose is not just for you? And he talked about the homeless film documentary that he did. And he gave us a scripture from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. I asked him a question, why is it important that as Christians we know and fulfill our individual God purpose? And he gave us Psalms chapter 57, verse 2. So I want to say to Brother Anthony Green, I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony about how your brother showed love to your niece, even being a pastor. Even during the coronavirus, when they had the drive-by celebration, he wanted to do something great for your daughter. And he went home that same night and lay down and never woke up. And he had made his heavenly transition, your brother, Pastor Gary Green. So, and it's not, like you said, it's all about showing love in action. That's what Jesus did. So I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. That God was glorified through you for sharing that testimony, and I know someone that's helping blessed by you for sharing that testimony. And also, I'm going to thank you for answering all the questions that I sent to you and you added scriptures to them. So I pray that someone was blessed on tonight by having listened to this broadcast on tonight and hearing my special guest, none other than Brother Anthony Green. Again, he's a member of the Calvary Apostolic Church in Western Michigan, and his pastor is Rita Green. Brother Anthony Green, I want to give you a chance and an opportunity right now before we go off the air. Is there anyone that you would like to give a shout-out to real quick?
Yeah, definitely, man. First and foremost, man, I got to give a shout-out to God, Doc. I got to give out, because without him waking me up, I wouldn't be on this phone with you right now, man. So got to give a shout-out to God. Really appreciate it. Got to give a shout-out to my wife, Kim Green. She's been my backbone. She you know, without her, I'm nothing, man. So I definitely appreciate my wife, my kids. They are precious. And definitely my pastor. I love all you guys. And, again, appreciate you, Mr. Brother James Brown, for giving me the opportunity to get on here and talk to you. You know, it's a very informative conversation we had, man. And again, I thank you for that.
Hey, man, I give God the glory as well. I do understand that your wife has her own business. If you don't mind, before you give your information out as to how you could be reached and contacted, because you have a long list of credentials, as I said in the opening of the show. Brother Anthony Green, for those of you that may have just tuned in or tuned in late, Brother Anthony Green is a filmmaker. He's a writer, an editor, a photographer, and a videographer. But also, I understand that your wife has a business of her own. You also have a new movie production company, Brother Green, called 12 Seeds. But your wife, what is your wife's name? And once again, what type of business does she have? And could you give her a website out before you give yours out?
Yes, yes. My wife's name is Kimmery Green. She has a business where she does business cards. So anyone that has a business that would like some nice cards made, she does that. And then she also, where I take the picture, she actually prints the picture. So she's in charge of printing all the pictures and things like that that we generate. So so if anyone's looking or needs any prints done, you know, she definitely can print. And also, if you're looking for business cards, she definitely can make that happen as well. As far as me, I pretty much stay in the video realm and photography. I can, you know, my social media sites is you can always look me up on Facebook at Ant Green, or you can try to follow me on Instagram at AntGreen1. I'm also on LinkedIn as well as Ant Green. And, you know, real quick too, Brother James, you know, 12 Seed Productions, I have got to mention, people always ask me, what is 12 Seed Productions? What is that? So what it is my mom and dad had 12 kids, right? And I'm the last of the Mohicans, so I'm the actual 12 Seed. So I took that took that title and I ran with it, and that's how I came up with 12 Seed Productions.
Hey, man, what a blessing. That's news to me. I did not know that. You're the baby of 12. Wow,
yeah,
what a blessing.
Yeah.
That is a blessing within itself. I'm really, that's good. I like that. Again, I love that how you named it the 12C production because you're the 12th child.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that, kind of reminded me of the 12 disciples. But I just want to say thank you once again, Brother Green, and I know that you were truly a blessing to me, and I think that you were a blessing to my worldwide listening audience also. And for the worldwide listeners, I want to remind you that all of my shows are kept in archives once again. So if you know family members or friends or anyone, neighbors, co-workers that did not get a chance to tune in tonight to hear Brother Anthony Green, you can always give them my website, which is all lowercase, blogtalkradio.com/serviceambassadorsvessels. You can always go to their website. You can always pull up all of my shows that was ever done. They're all kept in archives. So, once again, Brother Anthony Green, I want to thank you for being my special guest on tonight. And I'm going to pray that God continue to bless you, continue to bless the books of your hand, because you are truly an awesome young man of God. You're a family man, and you love the Lord. So, I just want to thank you for being my special guest on tonight. And we're going to get into the close out in prayer. I'm asking our listeners, as I always do, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for our brother in Christ, Brother Anthony Green. We pray and ask that you will continue to bless him, his entire family, bless his business, bless the work of his hands, continue to bless his wife and the business that she associates with, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. Your Father, as I pray that you will continue to bless every faithful doer of your word, not just hearers only, but faithful doers of your word, my sisters and brothers in Christ all over the land. Heavenly Father, they're trying to be pleasing to you, Heavenly Father. I lift them up to you. You know who they are, and you know where they are. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. And Father, we thank you for being everything that we need. We thank you for being our healer, our doctor. Continue to touch and strengthen my uncle Malachi in Greensboro, North Carolina, who's still in the hospital. We got the report on this evening that he's supposed to be going home tomorrow. But we thank you that you are our healer, and we know that he's going to be able to have a praise report, letting the world know that it's you who have healed him and blessed him to be able to come out the hospital once again. Not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Continue to comfort and strengthen and believe as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we lift up every listener that quickly tuned into this ministry and worldwide platform, even those that are tuning in tonight for the first time, continue to bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer. Thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. And Father, we thank you for who and all that you are. And thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, I'll continue to tune in this coming Saturday night. I have Pastor Devant Wise is my special guest. He will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night, the 13th. Pastor Devant Wise is my special guest. He will be delivering God's word on the 13th of this month, which is this coming Saturday. Tune in to be blessed. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.